It seemed like everywhere we turn, there's something going on in this world. But today, we want to know, how can we fight this spiritual battle? As I was asking God, what do you have for your people for this Sunday? A notice popped up on my iPad that Mavis Evans had started a new plan. 101 Tactics for Spiritual Warfare. So I felt like God answered my prayer immediately. The Intercessory Prayer Ministry is doing the Bible Prayer Study Course by Kenneth E. Hagee. And in chapter 4, it's titled, Praying in Jesus' Name, Part 2. In this chapter, he said, and I quote, "Now personally, for more than 55 years, I have never asked God for anything for myself that I did not receive the answer. I usually receive my answer immediately, except for such things as finances, for instance, which may take a few days to come in." That immediately caught my attention when we were going through that. When I read that, I felt like something was wrong with my spiritual walk. It's not often that God answers my prayers immediately, but this time he did, and I am so grateful. Back to 101 Tactics for Spiritual Warfare. Day one begins with, what you need to know about spiritual warfare. Plain and simple, we're in a war. Day two, speak the name of Jesus. And the final day three, stay filled with the Spirit. After reading through the 3 days of the devotional, I realized that it was not 101 tactics for spiritual warfare, but 101 like a college course. Maybe a better name for the devotional would have been Tactics for Spiritual Warfare 101. Although the author of the devotional didn't share 101 tactics, day two and three lets the reader know that there is power in the name of Jesus and that we must stay filled with the Spirit. War is defined as conflict carried on by force of arms, as between nations and or between parties within a nation, warfare as by land, sea, or air. Wikipedia defines war as an intense armed conflict between states, governments, societies, or paramilitary groups such as mercenaries, insurgents, and militants. It is generally characterized by extreme violence, aggression, destruction, and mortality using regular or irregular military forces. We are living in a world where we are actively involved in war. I'm not talking about a war that someone in the armed forces would fight. It's not the type of war that allows you to see your enemy with your natural eye. Not one fought with automatic weapons or sniper rifles, assault rifles, grenades, missiles, or tanks. I'm not talking about a gang war, but I'm talking about spiritual warfare. This war that we're fighting is in the spiritual realm. And according to our text, we must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might and put on the whole armor of God to fight and win this war. This war that we're in, it requires power from the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob, the God of Peter, James, John, and Paul, the God of Peggy, Leon, Don, Natalie, and Pastor Wood. We must have his strength and power. I don't care how fit, strong, or muscular you are. This battle that we're in, it cannot be won alone. We must rely on God and his power to overcome. We are in a battle that we are unable to win on our own. Do you see it with your natural eye? Perhaps, but probably not. Do you know that it's there? Maybe, but probably not. We may not feel it in our spirit. We may feel it in our spirit, But we don't have to see it to know that it's there. But the fact is that the enemy has been warring with God ever since before the beginning. The church of Ephesus was made up of Jews and Gentiles. Paul taught them that they were one in Christ so that they would share the same intimacy in God's family. Ephesus was famous for its idol temple to Diana. Ephesus was the metropolis of a lesser Asia, which flourished through trade. Paul wrote this letter while he was in a Roman prison. This letter was written to strengthen the church in the faith of Christ, magnifying God and the excellence of Christ. Today, we're going to talk about what we need to do as Christians to fight this spiritual battle. What do we need to do? In verse 10, we're told to be strong in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Finally means from now on, hereafter, for the future. Paul is letting them, and he's letting us know, that this spiritual battle is from now on, hereafter, for the future. As Christians, we will be in this battle until the Lord returns. Spiritual warfare is a battle that has no ceasefire or calling for truce. Paul is encouraging the Ephesians to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Strong here means to endure with strength, to receive strength, be strengthened, increase in strength. We must constantly, continually, regularly be strengthened by the Lord's mighty power. It is difficult for us to perceive or understand the enemy and his ways, but not for God. No matter what we think or feel, no matter who we are or what we do, human wisdom or strength is no match for the enemy. We must rely on the strength and the power of the Lord. Think back to a time when you really, and I mean really, were trusting the Lord while going through a test, trial, or in a fire. How did you make it through? We can only make it through and come out with a sound mind when we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I remember times when I've gotten on the floor and I've just poured my heart out to God because I had no idea how to deal with the situation before me. Then I am reminded that his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Have you ever laid out in the middle of the floor and emptied yourself out to the Lord, face to the ground, tears flowing, snot running, giving him everything you have until there is no more? Getting up exhausted, but trusting that God has your back. I have laid out before God to receive his peace. Just a few examples. Our son wanted to be in law enforcement. Our daughter wanted to go to Massachusetts to go to school. Anthony in Iraq. Fast forward. Marcus is a Wake County deputy. Tasha went to Massachusetts and graduated. Anthony returned from Iraq. God answered each of my prayers. We're talking about spiritual warfare. Realizing that there was nothing that I could do in my own strength, but that God has all power in his hands. You may not have laid out in the floor. You may have kneeled, sit, or stand. Your physical posture is not what's important, but what is important is the posture of your heart. We fight this battle being strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. We cast all of our cares on him. And it's at this point we need to be reminded. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father God, and I will exalt him. His word is what takes us through when we're dealing with difficult situations while going through this spiritual warfare. He has the strength and the power, and all we have to do is trust him. Remember, you are his child, and he loves you. Fear not, for he has redeemed you and called you by name. You are his. Just a reminder, today we're talking about what we need to do as Christians to fight this spiritual battle. So we need to be strong in the Lord. What else do we need to do? We need to get dressed. In verse 11, it says, put on the full armor of God. Each morning, we get up and we get dressed for work. In our new normal, since a lot of us are working from home, we may already be dressed when we get out of the bed. But normally, as a part of our daily routine, we get up, we take a shower, and we get dressed. We are told here in verse 11 to put on the full armor of God. Not a little bit, not one piece, but the full or whole armor of God. God has provided us a uniform to fight this battle, and we must put on our uniform to prepare for and win this war. God has given us armor. Verse 11 tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Did you read that? Or did you hear that? The whole armor of God. Would you get up in the morning preparing to go to work and put on a shirt but not pants? Would you put on shoes and pants but no shirt and go to work? Soldiers in the U.S. military use ceramic plates and Kevlar body armor to protect themselves, and it allows them to have enough mobility to do their job in a hostile environment. Police officers wear ballistic resistant protection. Correctional officers wear stab resistant armor. Each morning, we should get dressed with the full armor of God. What is God's armor? The belt of truth buckled around our waist. The breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are to be fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Earlier I said that Paul taught them that they were one in Christ. Paul is talking to all of the individual bodies in the church that make up the one body of Christ. The Bible tells us that there is power in numbers. One can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. It takes an army of soldiers motivated by the strength and mighty power of the Lord to win this spiritual battle. That's why intercessory prayer is so important. Because when we don't know what to pray in our natural state, our spirit, which is connected to the Holy Spirit himself, intercedes for us through wordless groans. So he takes over, and our prayers are just what we need to pray, although we had no idea what to say. So let us daily put on truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and God's word. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Again, we're talking about what we need to do as Christians to fight this spiritual battle. So we need to be strong in the Lord. We need to get dressed. What else do we need to do? In verse 11, it says, stand. Take your stand against the devil's schemes. How are we able to stand? The one who kneels before God can stand before anyone, even the devil. In verse 18, Paul tells them and us to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We can stand when we are strong in the Lord and in his mighty power and dressed in the full armor of God. Stand, put on your armor that God has given you so that you will be able to stand up against the devil's evil tricks. Verse 12 lets us know that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces in evil in heavenly realms. Verse 13 reminds us to put on the full armor of God. It's important. It's being repeated that we need to put on the full armor of God so that when, not if, the day of evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, just stand. Stand. You have been praying for someone to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Don't give up. Fight. Not with carnal weapons, but with spiritual weapons God has given you. The enemy is attacking your body. Don't give up. Fight. Don't fight like the world fights, but fight knowing that the weapons of our warfare are not the weapons of the world. Instead, they have divine power, and they demolish strongholds. They break chains. Jesus had a lot of enemies, and so do we. We must remember that we are not fighting the flesh that we see, but there is an evil one behind the scenes. The strength, power, and might of the Lord gives us the ability to perform the task that is before us and fight against every enemy, sin, Satan, and the world. Remember, we cannot fight this war on our own. We need the Father, we need the Son, and we need the Holy Spirit, but we also need each other. We are weak and cannot do it with our own strength. But God has power, and he can do anything. In war, there are winners and there are losers. Because he is our God and we are his children, we win every time if we be strong in the Lord, if we get dressed, if we stand. We ought to trust God and his way to fight this spiritual battle. The enemy will retreat, but only for a season. Just know that he is there and seeking whom he may devour. So we must stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might and be dressed with his full armor and stand on his promises. Most times at the end of a message, I'll leave you with a few quotes, and today is no different. I ask God, why are you taking me through troubled waters? He replied, because your enemy can't swim. Victory in the spirit realm is primary. It is to be obtained by the employment of spiritual weapons. Spiritual warfare is the unseen battle God wages on your behalf. Fight your battles through prayer and win your battles through faith. We are not required to defeat evil, but only to stand against it. That is enough to overcome and remain with God. Spiritual warfare is nothing to play with. It's real, very real. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He does his job well, but he is no match for our God. We've read the Bible, and the devil is defeated. He loses, but we win because he is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Those who are on the wrong side, they have no hope. If you're fighting this battle with your own devices or weapons, let me warn you, that you will lose. I invite you to join the winning team. All you have to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you will be saved.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.